Time now to find out how we can make sight loss a priority for the next UK government. To tell us more, I'm joined by Ross Megan, RNIB's Assistant Public Affairs Officer. So Ross, thanks for joining us. How can people use their influence? What do they need to do?
Yep. Hi, Barry. So ahead of the general election on July the 4th, we obviously know that there's going to be a lot of MPs who are no longer standing across all parties. So that obviously means that on July the 5th, there are going to be many, many, many new MPs. And so obviously it's important for us to make sure that sight loss is on their agenda from day one. So in the lead up to the election, we've launched a simple online template letter that we're asking campaigners to send an email to all of their candidates in their constituency to ask them to become an RNIB champion if they're elected. And it's just a really simple way that campaigners can sort of get a sight loss on the agenda of their candidates in their constituency and hopefully get them to make the pledge to sort of support people with sight loss and make it a priority for them if they become an MP in the next parliament.
So what is an RNIB champion?
So we've operated the RNIB champion scheme for a number of years. And obviously with this turnover of MPs, we're going to be losing champions and hopefully gaining new ones. So essentially what the scheme is, you know, involves making a pledge, making a commitment from the MPs to support their constituents living with sight loss and speak up for them in parliament, you know, on relevant issues and important debates and, you know, all the areas of work that MPs take part in. And it also means as well, RNIB champions will receive even more information from RNIB. So we'll send to them briefings ahead of debates in parliament about, you know, the relevant issue and how it impacts blind and partially sighted people and sort of, you know, what we'd like to see happen on a particular issue. We'll send them stats, personalised stats for their constituency, for example, on, you know, the number of people living with sight loss in their constituency and sort of broken down by age and, you know, condition as well. And that just sort of helps make it really sort of real and more personable to them because it's, you know, their constituency, it's the people that they're representing in parliament as well. And also as well, we'll provide sort of our expertise and support on any sight loss related casework they might have in their constituency. So obviously their MPs are being contacted all the time by people in their constituency with various queries, and we can sort of be there to offer our sort of guidance and input, obviously using RNIB's vast amount of expertise. And also in that template letter as well, it will not only invite your candidates to sign up, to commit to signing up as an RNIB champion, but it will also share with them RNIB's accessible campaigning guide. It's really our mission to sort of make this the most accessible general election ever. And obviously a large part of that is campaigning. You know, candidates all across the country are wanting to make sure that their message reaches voters, but we know that often that isn't done in an accessible way, whether it be, you know, social media not having image descriptions or campaign materials not being available in alternate formats, or just things like people knocking at your door and maybe not introducing themselves, catching you a bit unawares. I mean, I've sight loss myself, and I know that that certainly throws me off, particularly if somebody doesn't introduce themselves. So we've created a really handy how to make your campaigning accessible guide that will also be sent to the candidates in your area as well, just to hopefully make sure that their campaigning in the run-ups to the election and beyond is as accessible as possible.
It sounds an important role.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, obviously, you know, we at RNIB know how important it is to get sight loss on the agenda of decision makers, but it might be the case that, you know, perhaps MPs maybe just haven't heard much about these issues before, or they just might have not had much exposure to sight loss or have much knowledge about these issues. So it's really important for us and obviously campaigners and supporters as well to get these issues on the radar of MPs.
Now, you want people to get in touch. If anyone needs support doing so or would just like to find out more, what do they need to do?
Yep. So the action is really simple. It just involves popping in a few of your details like your name and, you know, where you're based, just so that it can be sent to the correct candidates. And then there'll be sort of a template letter that's populated that you can personalize to your heart's content. And then once you've sent that off, it will go to all the candidates who are sort of currently signed up as running in your constituency, the ones that are confirmed. And if anybody does need support with doing that, we can obviously provide that help. So you can get in touch with us by emailing campaigns@rnib.org.uk by calling the helpline on 0303 123 9999. Alternatively, sort of to get in touch with us or follow any of the other work we're doing, you can reach us on X/Twitter, going to rnib_campaigns, or on the RNIB website, which is rnib.org.uk. And the direct link to the action itself is rnib.in/GEConnectR. And if you enter that into your browser, you'll go straight to the action and can fill it out there and then.
And what else can people get involved in on the run-up to the election?
Yeah, absolutely. So on RNIB's website, or alternatively, if people just get in touch with us by phone, there's sort of several things that the people can do aside from the action that we've already explained. We have sort of a guide, a tips guide on our website that sort of guides you through engaging with candidates. For example, if they do come knocking at your door, or if you go and speak to them. So yeah, we've got some tips to consider and sort of relevant points relating to RNIB's sort of priorities and areas of work that people can keep on their minds to mention if they speak to candidates. On our website as well, we've also got a summary of all of our asks to the next UK government in sort of one really handy place, which can be available for sort of to download and print off and hand to your candidates in your local area. And also as well, you know, we really want this election, as I mentioned earlier, to be the most accessible ever. So we're really keen to hear from people, you know, on the day itself and beyond about their experiences of accessible voting, you know, whether it be requesting adjustments in the lead up to the election and sort of their experience on the actual day itself. So yeah, please do get in touch if you have something to share on accessible voting as well.
Well, I hope lots of people get in touch and you get some worthy RNIB champions. Ross Megan, RNIB's Assistant Public Affairs Officer, thanks for your time on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks, Barry.